Bava Kama, chapter 4, Mishnah 1. Okay, so the background to this Mishnah is a dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva regarding the obligation to pay the half damages from the animal. Remember we said it's related to the value of the animal. So how does that exactly work? So according to Rabbi Akiva, the damaged party actually becomes a co-owner in the animal. They actually become a co-owner in the body of the animal that did the damaging, the goring animal. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the damaged party the damaging animal only becomes like a mortgage for the money. So the damaging owner of that animal would have to pay money, and the animal becomes a mortgaged property for the amount that he's obligated to pay. So once he pays the money that he owes, he retains full ownership of the animal. According to Rabbi Akiva, no, the animal actually itself is what. He becomes a co-owner in the animal itself. It's not a monetary affair. So with that in mind, there's an interesting case that this Mishnah brings, that Shor Shenagach Arba V'Chamisha Shvarim Zeh Achazeh. If you've got one bull that gores four or five other animals, one after the other. So first of all, he brings over here that the owner here was not taken to court to be warned between each goring, and therefore this animal stays a tam animal. It doesn't become mu'at at any point. And it gores four or five animals. So how do we, what's the status of the goring animal, right? How do we look at this goring animal? So it says the first opinion, which is Rabbi Meir, it's Yishalem la'achron shebahem, the last person who owns an animal, that animal that got gored, lost, that's the one that gets paid first. V'im yesh bo moisar, and if there's more value in the animal that did goring, there's leftover value, it goes to the one before that. It goes to the one before that. But really, it's the last one that's going to profit. That's according to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir goes in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Ishmael that you don't become an owner of the goring animal. If your animal gets gored by someone else's bull, you don't become an owner in that animal. That animal really becomes for you, that's your security, really. It's a security. The person owes you the money, and it's security. So what's going on over here is that after the first goring, so the person couldn't pay, the owner of that bull couldn't pay, so the person who got gored over there took that bull into custody. He actually took it into his own, under his own domain. He seized it as mortgage. And if someone takes, once he sees it as mortgage, every creditor who seizes a pledge, he becomes a paid custodian. So when it goes the second time, he actually has some liability. Mm. And then it happened again. He couldn't pay. So the next guy took the animal and he now becomes like a paid custodian. And so really that's why it's the last one that takes precedence. Because for the last guy, everyone before him has a certain amount of liability as a paid custodian, and that's how Rabbi Meir holds, like Rabbi Ishmael. So only the last guy would get his full payment, and only if there's leftover from the animal, leftover value in the animal, and let's say it's a very valuable animal, and the animals that are being gored along the way are much cheaper, so there'll always be leftover value in the animal itself, only then will the people that come before that get paid, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees. He says, Shor Shava Masam Shinaga Shor Shava Masam. He says, if you've got a bull that gores, that's worth 200, and it gores another bull worth 200, for Ein Anavela Yafe Klum, and for purposes of this, the carcass is worth nothing for whatever reason. So, Zeh Noitel Manav, Zeh Noitel Manav. This is a straightforward case that he caused damage of 200. He only has to pay half because it's a short term. So he owes him 100. And the bull that gored is worth 200. So they each become, according to Rabbi Akiva now, co-owners in that bull. They each own half of the bull, 100 each, right? So that's straightforward. That's the straightforward case. But here comes the next case. It's Chazav Nagach Shor Acher Shavim Esam. And now gores again this bull. It gores another bull worth 200. Right, so that's worth 200, and he therefore owes the co-owners of this bull now owe that guy 100. So ha'achron noitel mana. So he would take his 100 worth of value in the bull, that gourd. And the original two owners, they will now own 50, because they will jointly own the half of the bull. The bull that got gored, that owner will take 100, he takes half of this bull, and these two guys will take 50. If it gores again, another animal worth 200, they now owe that guy 100. So he will take 100, he will take half the value of the animal. Shelefanav, and the one before him, Chamishim Zuz, he owned 100, so his 100 will now become 50. Ushnaim Arishonim, and the two first guys, they each owned 50, so their 50 will now become half. Dina Zahab, they will each now own 25. So this is a Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, that when the animal gores, so the party that it gored, that the owner of that bull that it gored, he becomes a co-owner in this animal. And as it goes along, so their value of their respective values will reduce as the bull gores, if it gores another animal.